What you need to pay attention to is not simply the content of your communication, but the form, the way you lead people to the conclusions you desire, rather than telling them the message in so many words. If you want people to change a bad habit, for example, much more effective than simply trying to persuade them to stop is to show them, perhaps by mirroring their bad behavior in some way, how annoying that habit feels to other people. If you want to make people with low self-esteem feel better about themselves, praise has a superficial effect. Instead, you must prod them into accomplishing something tangible, giving them a real experience. That will translate into a much deeper feeling of confidence. If you want to communicate an important idea, you must not preach. Instead, make your readers or listeners connect the dots and come to the conclusion on their own. Make them internalize the thought you are trying to communicate. Make it seem to emerge from their own minds. Such indirect communication has the power to penetrate deep behind people's defenses. In speaking this new language, learn to expand your vocabulary beyond explicit communication. Silence, for instance, can be used to great effect. By keeping quiet, not responding, you say a lot. By not mentioning something that people expect you to talk about, you call attention to this ellipsis. Make it communicate. Similarly, the details in a text, speech, or work of art have great expressive power. When the famous Roman lawyer and orator Cicero wanted to defame the character of someone he was prosecuting, he would not accuse or rant. Instead, he would mention details from the life of the accused, the incredible luxury of his home. Was it paid for out of illegal means? The lavishness of his parties, the style of his dress, the little signs that he considered himself superior to the average Roman. Cicero would say these things in passing, but the subtext was clear. Without hitting listeners over the head, it directed them to a certain conclusion. In war, almost everything is judged by its result. If a general leads his army to defeat, his noble intentions do not matter. Nor does the fact that unforeseen factors may have thrown him off course. He lost. No excuse will do. You must learn to apply the same barometer to your attempts at communication and to those of other people. If a man says or writes something that he considers revolutionary and that he hopes will change the world and improve mankind, but in the end, hardly anyone is affected in any real way, then it is not revolutionary or progressive at all. Communication that does not advance its cause or produce a desired result is just self-indulgent talk, reflecting no more than people's love of their own voice and of playing the role of the moral crusader. The ability to reach people and alter their opinions is a serious affair. As serious and strategic as war, you must be harsher on yourself and on others. Failure to communicate is the fault not of the dull-witted audience, but of the unstrategic communicator. Reversal. Even as you plan your communications to make them more consciously strategic, you must develop the reverse ability to decode the subtexts, hidden messages, and unconscious signals in what other people say. When people speak in vague generalities, for example, and use a lot of abstract terms like justice, morality, liberty, and so on, without really ever explaining the specifics of what they are talking about, they are almost always hiding something. This is often their own nasty but necessary actions which they prefer to cover up under a screen of righteous verbiage. When you hear such talk, be suspicious. In general, you must pay attention to the forms in which people express themselves. Never take their content at face value.